I keep like trying to buy. Well, I am trying to buy. What is it called? The thing you stove, but like stove, oven, stove plus oven. What's that called? Stoven.
Stoven. That's a good name.
That's what they should call it. I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
Yo, what's up, Mr. Kyle?
What would I know? I'm not no scientist. I don't even know. Aha! Yo. Suck my penis, bro. Believe that.
Might get me banned? It's D-Live. What? This is a skincare mask.
It's skincare. You got a problem with women makeup tutorials?
Okay, why do you think I'm wearing this? You think this is a do-rag? No, this is a towel because I just washed my hair. And this is my skincare mask. It's not blackface, okay? I'm just trying to look on fleek right now.
She's trying to look pretty. She's a girl, okay? You gotta respect
I thought I might
it.
Finally put some effort into my looks because I usually
some
look
afro.
Like some a fat effort. Sack, chunky plumper, funky dumpster.
It's skincare, okay?
What's up, Gabby? This is skincare night. It's Wednesday skincare day.
Yeah, Wednesday skincare, where the makeup tutorial is this. First, you put on your skincare. That is black, coincidentally, but it has nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you put a towel on your hair after you wash it. Like, just like that. So that's the best, that's the driest your hair is going to get if you wear it like that.
Yeah.
And that's step two, okay? And step three is you go outside and greet your neighbors.
Yes.
Greet your next door neighbors looking like this. Because then it's going
to
make you prettier.
I was almost able to greet my neighbor. Because, you know, being nice makes you beautiful. But,
I
missed him, unfortunately.
When you interact with people socially that you don't usually interact, your skin releases all sorts of juices and minerals that are very good for your skin. So, you know, it opens your pores up just when the skincare is taking place. So it's perfect.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. Aunt Jemima blackface. It's my skincare routine. I don't know. I never showed it on stream before because it's sort of embarrassing that I want to look pretty. But it's true. Oh, God. Yeah, it's so black. Let me close the door because this Roomba's friggin' pooping and farting. Yeah, this is how I know y'all don't have girlfriends, because you never saw a girl like this before. So y'all are just incels.
Yeah, and like you who has multiple girlfriends.
Yeah, I have like, I'm literally a polygamous Islamic man, because I have like 20 girlfriends that are all super hot.
Oh, sorry!
I just farted out of my penis, I'm sorry. I learned how to make- Oh, I can't show that. I learned how to make a do-rag today. That's something I learned today. They say learn something new every day. I learned how to do a skincare routine and a do-rag today.
I just farted so gosh darn loud, my mother died.
Oh, that's great. Can I zoom in this camera at all?
My grandfather has a conspiracy theory.
Yeah?
He thinks my mom put all my money into, what is it called? In the bank thing that grants you normal interest.
Wait, your mom is getting interest off your money?
I think she put it in the bank and the thing that gets interest, and she's like, and because it's such a big sum of money, she's like getting a good amount of interest off it. That's his theory. That's a good theory.
That's a good theory. You should be getting interest off of it, actually. She should be paying you interest because it is a loan to her, and she's spending it on Uber Eats.
She's bought a whole new kitchen. Her bedroom still looks like my anus. She's bought a whole new kitchen.
Yeah, I'm the only pure black person here. Gabby, sorry to say, but you're just a mixed person.
Yeah.
You kind of have privilege.
Yeah,
because of that.
You're black, but you do so much skincare that you become white.
Skincare. I'm sort of like Michael Jackson doing a lot of skin scaring.
You're pitch black, but you do a lot of skincare, so it cleans the black off your skin. Mm-hmm. It cleans the filthy black African off your skin.
Yeah, filthy, disgusting. It smells too. This secretes a smell. I have to wash it off. I take like 2 hours every morning to get the black away. Freaking black. Gross. It's like gross.
I spend 2 hours every morning trying to get the black away. Oh, so you live in Compton? That's interesting.
I do have a privilege. Everyone gives Sophia more much deserve. I would deserve all the reparations. Find someone blacker than me in America.
Find one person.
Find
dude.
One person blacker than me in America.
Also, guys, why is racism so awesome?
Why is it so fun and epic? I just had like fun, like being racist.
Racism is epic, Chungus. Guys, can you explain this to me? Guys, can yes, you be on camera and film it?
Amazing. Oh, the pudding pop.
Oh, the
that's
pudding
more like
pop.
Perverted black grandma. Now I am really oh, perverted black pop. Grandma.
The pudding pop.
The pudding pop. My anal lips be sucking
you
on the
pudding
pop.
You sound like Bill Cosby spent like 4 years in Russia recently. The pudding pop.
The pudding
Bill
pop.
Bill Cosby come. The pudding pop be every man.
Be I. The bomba clad pudding pop.
The pudding pop be Irie man. Bomba clad Babylon is closing in on me.
Yeah, pay reparations to me on subscribestar.com/show. That's really where the BLM should go. All the BLM money, that fat stacks of money. Go to me.
Fat stacks of fat black women.
Fat. I'm a fat black woman.
That's a great quote. I believe Hitler's.
All I out. Eat is pizza and milkshakes.
How are you not obese in bed?
I'm kidding.
Oh, you can't even say that with a straight face. You're the blackest person of all time.
Dude, that's so black.
No, I don't do that.
Dude, yikes.
Yikes, okay. I'm posting a picture on Instagram about how I just got cyberbullied by my ex-boyfriend. I mean, my ex-friend.
Can someone give me Kanye West on the phone? I gotta talk to him about, prison
clothes
and
shoes.
I've been in the far zone. What do they call the prison?
Yeah, that's what they're calling the autonomous zone now, the fart zone.
They call it the pen, right?
Can we make it a...
Yeah, I've been in the fart zone. Yeah, I've been in the rape zone, the rape dungeon. Yeah, I got my butt blasted. Cause I'm gangsta like that. Oh!
That's tough. When I'm drinking water, you start talking about getting your butt blasted. A little tough.
Yeah, I've been in the fart pit. I've been in the rape dungeon. I've been in the pudding pop zone.
Oh, that's the worst zone. You don't want to
like
be there.
Mario level on pop zone.
Yeah, Martin Mario, the infamous pizza man who poops
Sophia,
ice cream cones.
How could I? Sophia sounds kind of like the Russian version of my name.
Sophia.
It's like Sonichka is like the nickname. I feel like if you put a sh in there, it's more
Sveta.
Slavic. What would be probably so. So, I don't know.
Sobaka?
Sobaka, yeah, just call me Sobaka. Code name.
So twisted. So twisted.
Yeah, Sofiqua goes better.
Sofiqua, yeah. Sofquanda, that's like almost a math equation at this point.
Yeah,
Sofquanda sounds like a number
velocity.
They came up with.
The Sofquanda
yeah, the
formula.
Equation for fart velocity. You look like the chunkiest bumper I've ever seen in my life. Sofiqua.
Can I get my whole body black? Can I do like reverse Tyler the Creator Buffalo video?
So blackface?
Is the master coming? I'll be picking cotton out in the field. Is the master coming?
Yeah, looking worried as you pull away your headphones. Yeah. Is the master coming? Oh! Gotta put away the corn cob.
I stole the... Which tribe am I? Probably Sobaka tribe, but what's my name is like so Kwanda.
So Negro?
So Negro. So Negro.
So Negro. Negrovia. Cause you're Slavic.
Yeah, Negrovja. Something like that.
Yeah, like that. Slavic Finnish, that's the most of that.
Mm-hmm.
Negrovia. That's a real country we should make.
Negrovia.
That's my version of the Wakanda. I've been saying that for so long.
Grove is a place.
Negrovia. Negrovia.
It works.
I'm telling you, that should be my version of the Wakanda. I should write that as a friggin' like.
My lips are pretty succulent and red already. Man, that's gross. I wish the currency were watermelons.
Yeah, in Negrovia, the currency is like chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets? Or, like Negroes sounds like a currency. I got 5 Negroes. Guess how this is what slavery was.
I got 5 Negroes. I guess this is how slavery was.
I got 5 Negroes. Give me that's the my watermelon new quote. For these 5
anything
Negroes.
Anything happens, I guess this is how slavery was. Sophia, you gotta get your work, your homework done by Friday. I guess this is how slavery was.
Don't say that to me. I'm gonna fart out of my butthole. Like a normal person.
Well, once in a while, you gotta do it the normal way.
Yeah, usually it comes out of my penis.
Penis.
A Pemus. Yo, my boy Pemus. I'm Sofquanda. This my boy Pemus. Sofquanda and Pemus. That sounds like a cartoon better than anything on Cartoon Network right now. I think a pink do-rag is good fitting for a female, right? A female, a negress. You want food? It's not time for you to get food, you black person. She started like barking at me and attacking me when I put on the blackface.
Invader.
I think my dog is a racist.
I was a racist baby. You ever hear about that?
No. But weren't you black from eating a turd when he came out?
Immediately, but then I became white.
Yeah.
I got converted.
An act of mercy by God. He said, there's too many black people. We gotta flip that around.
Yeah. If I was black, I'd probably be dead by now. Probably shot someone in the head.
Yeah.
And then got killed. But anyway.
Starting getting angry? Like, what is there to get angry about?
So I was like 2 or 3, and I saw a black dude, and I started immediately crying.
Oh? Is the Massa home?
Oh?
Oh?
Has the Massa returned? Hi.
I swear I wasn't having sex.
Massa, I was not putting my penis in the dog. You gotta believe me.
Well, what do you think? Yo, what's up, mom and dad?
Master, I was not putting my penis in that dog. You gotta believe me. You gotta believe in that.
I cannot believe they be killing Wakanda up in this country. Look, I cannot believe the cops just killed LeBron James. I can't believe they just killed Toilet Negro. I can't believe they just killed a Bunga Junga. Lunga Dunga. And Portia Olin. They just be killed or Portia Olin in the street. I'd be pissed off. But I feel like start swearing for this to be authentic. Man, I'm truly black. Feels good. Well, it's a skincare mask, actually, so makes sense. Feels soft, smooth.
What's wrong with
my you? My fingers get like charcoal on them when I rub it. Yeah, Britain Venti could never.
Yesla. Dude, that's crazy.
Yesla sounds real. Was it TZ and Yesla?
Yeah, Yesla sounds real. Yesla, that's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got to do it.
Sounds like Scandinavian stirred up.
Yesla.
Or so Slavic something.
Also, Franz Kafka's Metamorphosis sucks balls. Don Quixote sucks balls.
What is that?
It's some book about, it's some postmodern book about how being human isn't real.
Oh, is it like analogous to, what were the friggin', like Gravity's Rainbow? And what was the other one that Sam mentioned in that Hyde Wars?
I don't even know.
Willy Long book?
Willy Wonka?
Yo, I read Willy Wonka. Half Russian and half Middle Eastern, am I good or not? If it, at least 50% Slavic, we'd be vibing though. Well, I'm like.
Well, okay, I'm so less, you're terrorist actually, with terrorists? Part, that's interesting.
Part Mongolian. Yeah. Yeah, extremely violent with nice extremely race. Violent.
Nice that's race dangerous. You got there. So you're like a.
F is Gravity's Rainbow like even. I remember dude, looking born at the other one, it was really gay, but I don't remember the name of the other one. Oh, it was written in 1973? I already know it's bad.
It's postmodern. The guy wakes up and he's like a cockroach, and everybody starts hating him and being prejudiced towards him because he's just because he's different.
Oh,
and he
yeah.
He dies because he can't feel okay. Eat anymore.
Yeah, of course we're going to be afraid by cockroaches. They're freaking insanest burger.
Nice. I love it. I love it when we come up with new phrases.
I'm technically like, okay.
Insanest burger.
The simplest is I'm 50% Slavic, 50% Finnish, but my mom is like 1/4 Mongolian. I'm like 1/8. So I don't even know what the percentage would be. 1/8 Mongolian, 3/8 Slavic, 4/8 Finnish, but all of that's Mongolian in the end. So I'm 100% Mongolian. Because Genghis Khan raped all my ancestors.
Including the men.
Including the men.
Himself. When he found out he was an ancestor of you, he raped himself.
Oh no, I'm gonna give birth to Karina Davis. I'm gonna kill myself. I'm gonna give birth! I wish that's how it's said in the Bible. Like so-and-so begot. Instead of that, like... And Abraham gave birth to... You scared me? You should be scared. That actually means you have a healthy fight or flight response. It's sort of like when the doctor hammers your knee and you like involuntarily like have a spasm. It's healthy. But my mom is like guaranteed certified golden horde.
Oh frick! Just got raped. You've been raped. No one will realize like 5
no
centuries later.
It took you so long to become black. Actually, we had this idea for a video like a long time ago, back when I was a normal person.
What?
To do blackface for a video.
What was the video topic?
I forget even. I wonder if it was the same thing, like how to be raped. No, it probably wasn't.
Was not. That was a video I came up with, like, last
but
year.
But I was, like, it was, like, I went up to, like, a door with blackface. You knocked on somebody's door or something like that. I have a really vague memory of it. You remember what it was?
It was that and other things. Like, going up to people's doors with, like, retarded stuff. Wearing retarded stuff. Like, one of them would be blackface. There was, like, two others, I think.
I would get killed if I went to a protest like this, unironically. Someone would kill me.
Because they're always killing people. That's the favorite thing they like to kill.
Aside from animals, like dogs. For no reason.
Yeah. Kill a whole lot of them, too. And themselves, which I guess is an animal.
But I just recorded a guide for y'all on how to be racist, because you guys suck at it, and I'm the best. So I thought I'd pass on some of that wisdom.
It's okay to hate whites. It's okay to hate every race.
Yeah.
I'll say all this today. Racism is awesome. But more specifically, you know, white people are immune to so much of the terrible characteristics of basically all the other races. But they have one really bad thing about them. And I'm talking about the Western white person, okay? American whites, Canadian whites, Brazilian whites. Probably Chilean as well. Probably some of these countries have some in them. European whites, most of them. The problem is that they have like this blind trust on institutions. Like naive, childish.
They're more naive than anyone else, really. They sort of... so, you know... White women posting TikToks about BLM.
Extremely naive, extremely dumb, in the, like, gullible dumb, like that type of dumb. I don't think they always were like this. Maybe not. Probably not.
Definitely
but that's
not.
The problem we have. What things were we talking about whites having that others don't have? Is it health stuff? No. I think white people are better off in every, you know, basically every other thing. But in social intelligence in the negative sense. Negative social intelligence, like knowing how to deal with a bad thing.
Yeah.
They're really dumb about that. Very gullible.
Why does this look like a turban or something? Is that what do-rags are modeled after anyways?
I guess.
I feel like this looks more...
You're a black Israelite.
Middle Eastern.
I mean, they can call themselves Jews. You can call yourself black. It makes no difference.
Mm-hmm.
Current Jews call themselves Jews. And they're not even close to being Jews either.
Yeah.
You can call yourself black. It makes no difference.
IQ real?
They're all transracial.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Well, okay,
everybody makes fun of Rachel Dolezal.
Here's the argument for IQ is that it's the most... well-proven thing in all of social sciences. So if IQ isn't real, the entirety
nothing
of social
is.
Sciences isn't real, which could be the case because most of it's gay, but
like, yeah, but the people who
it's
think
a really
IQ
good,
is gay
it's a really good
do not think the rest of it is.
Yeah, it's a really good predictor of general life success, so I'd say it's real.
It's the most reliable thing, period. But, yeah, that's the only thing white people have as a problem, pretty much, that I notice, is thinking that, I don't think even Japanese people have this, which is it's a very Western thing, the delusion of safety. Black people also have this, because they still look at, even though they hate cops, they still even look at cops as, you know, things with power. Cops don't actually have that much power. And they still think, like, yeah, welfare is gonna work, and, like, oh, the school's gotta be good. How do I become successful as a black person? Go to school.
Dude. IQ is basically, I've heard Jordan Peterson describe it as vaguely your capacity to succeed over, like, multiple areas in terms of, I don't know, math and verbal and spatial intelligence.
It's like asserting, I don't know, it's like environmental analysis
Jordan
or something.
Jordan Peterson describe it, because he did it better.
You should watch Jordan Peterson, period. Mm-hmm. If you don't, well, I don't even gotta address anything else. You just gotta watch Jordan
Peterson. Basically, the average of your ability to perform over a bunch of different tests.
Yeah, problem-solving ability.
Yeah.
Ability to visualize. Yeah, that's all very good. Ascertaining how to interact with things, no matter their nature. That's IQ. And white people have that really good, but only positive. Only with the socially positive.
How do you measure IQ? It's done basically in that test. I guess they pick out the questions that are most...
Give them specific types of problems that deal with different modes of thinking. Mm-hmm. And then...
and it's
see
it's
how
also,
long they take to do it.
The tests are done in a way that it works across. A lot of it is non... There are specifically verbal IQ tests. But a lot of it is tailored in a way that it can be done no matter your language or educational background.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of it is just straight up, like, abstract, just shapes, and you have to, like, pick a pattern or something like that.
Well, yeah. You tell a white person about, you know, the World Health Organization, and they immediately think, oh yeah, that sounds real. Oh, the UN said this. Oh damn, the UN said that? Yo, that's crazy. That's a white person right there that I just did a perfect impression of.
Gonna take an IQ test right now. That's a good idea. I think I'm only
my daughter got a bad grade in school. Oh man, I'm gonna sweat. That's also a great white person impression.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, my daughter got a B? Yo, I'm about to sweat.
You're very socially anxious. Acutely aware of social stuff. I think, like, white women are the most extreme out of any population, concern about status and stuff like that. Which I guess happens naturally, like, when you stop worrying about having to survive because you're smart enough, you start worrying about
posturing. This is the thing about white anti-authoritarians. They only get to be anti-authoritarian when they've read
only
theory.
Take the Mensa one. Take the Mensa IQ test, because everything else is sort of, it'll grade you, like, 10 points higher.
Stereotypically, whites are more lax to bad or mediocre grades. That's not true.
Depends on the economic bracket. But once you get to middle class white people, they are insane about grades. Like middle class and above.
But I think even lower class, there's plenty of white people. I mean, black parents don't care, and yeah, Japanese parents are crazy about grades. Yeah, but that's not necessarily about the institution. White parents think that the grades matter because the institution matters. Specifically. Mm-hmm. Like, if you get a bad grade, you start looking bad. They're gonna talk about me. That's basically the stimulus. Like, yo, you're my child. And if you get a bad grade, I look bad. Because I'll be a bad parent. Because my kid doesn't do well in school. Pretty much it.
My IQ would probably be higher if my mom didn't have me when she was like 31.
Yeah, probably true.
And honestly, I don't buy into the meme of like, have kids later, because she said she wished she could have had a kids when she was 25.
Yeah, that's everyone. I'm probably gonna have all my kids before even 30.
I mean, it makes it easier because you haven't like hit your
your body's gonna freaking regenerate.
You haven't hit like second puberty or whatever when you're like 30 and you start having back problems and freaking.
Is all farting Mongolian throat singing but out of your anus?
Yes.
That's actually true. I just came up.
No. Oh, it's like that.
But yeah, that's what I mean. White people, something goes wrong, call the cops. The doctor tells you you have no problems, or the doctor tells you you have problems, or the doctor tells you your kid should be smoking crack. Yo, your kid should be huffing jankum right now for his ADHD. Oh, okay. Ah, oh, come on, you gotta take your meds.
Yeah, insanely gullible because of how, because they've had like security for a while.
The only anti-authoritarian white people are those who've read theory. Okay? Like, people who go, who read books. And that's actually not that many people. That's white anti-authoritarians. They're not like, yo, this is wrong morally. They start reading theory. Oh, welfare doesn't work because of that. Yo, that's crazy. That's how white people get. They don't just go, you're knocking on my door and asking me for money for no reason. What's wrong with you?
I'm Russian. Do you think it's likely I'm part Mongolian too? The only reason I know is because like my mom's father or like her grandfather was straight up Mongolian and like practiced Islam and stuff.
That's crazy.
But I'm also skeptical that the Finns are Mongolians meme is true because my grandmother looks straight up freaking Asian. Mongolians are Muslim. I don't think like Mongols didn't have a specific religion, right? They had a bunch of different igas, but you know, he wasn't Orthodox. Which is usual for Slavic people. What was it? Tatar, I think, is the ethnic population. About section of D-Live? What? Oh, I see.
What is in the about section?
Oh, it has new project 2 link.
Oh crap. Why is it so zoomed in on your face?
I'll zoom it out, but I want people to see the glory.
Yeshua.
Normal? Is that how it was?
Also, is it Turkic or Turkish?
Turkish. Probably both, actually. Why is it working with a...
That's really stupid. I don't like using C's. Turkic. Turkic? That's bad. That makes my mouth labor. It's Turkish. Slavic.
There's a Muslim, this, yeah. That's one. Caucasus. No idea. Crap my mom told me.
Turkic is the umbrella term. I don't use made up words.
I love tuning into stream and seeing beautiful melanated people. I'm melanated, I'm big boned, I am interpreted, I am inflammated. That should be a shirt. Well, melanated.
Melanated, inflammated. That's how I like myself when I look at myself. Turks, Uzbeks, and Kazakhs are all Turkic people. You sound like a nerd. They're all brown.
What was that, a Beatles shirt? Penis and vagina shirt? And fart and wiener.
Oh, yeah.
Ringo and George and whatever it said.
Yeah.
Melanated and inflammated and big bone and interpreted. Yeah.
You sound like a retard. Are you retarded? Are you one of those retards I hear about?
Are you one of those retards I see in the news every day?
Every day?
Every day. Dang. Every minute.
What's the news you're watching? I want to see schmegma. Every schmegma. I want to see the retards every day, dude.
How does your mom feel about her beautiful black daughter? I think this is, this is good, you know, adding some genetic diversity into our family. always good. I become black. My brother's dating a brown girl. That's great. I think that's what all immigrants want when they come to America. All European
become
people.
Become black?
So, you know, my parents are both immigrants, and I'm sure that's what they want. They want their kids to become... They want their grandkids to be black. For sure. My mom's protesting on the streets. My daughter became black all of a sudden. I don't like this. That's what the sign says.
Yeah, it's a big sign.
Big sign. That is why they come to America, for the genetic diversity. For getting culturally enriched.
Why is the freaking bank taking so long to process my freaking money, man? I gotta pay my bills.
This is what my parent. This is what my mom crawled out of the Soviet Union for. This is what my dad studied.
She literally crawled.
She crawled. She crawled all the way across the ocean.
Yes. I bet that's what she did.
Yeah, as a baby. What my dad studied for.
That's what my dad lost his hair for.
Yeah, lost his hair for studying, getting stressed out, losing all his hair for this. You went bald in high school.
Yeah, is that what like
is my time is my time running out? Am I gonna go bald in the next 3 years?
Maybe your brother's gonna look like the most Jewish person of all time, even though he's not. He's probably gonna lose his hair just like your dad, and he has curly hair. He's gonna be a goblin type. Can't even open the anus on the internet. That's crazy. Can you believe that, Sophia? They don't let you open the anus. You just punch the table in anger. They didn't let you open the anus.
Didn't let me open the anus. I'm finna fart. Alright, hold on. I gotta go bathroom. I gotta like take care of this situation right here.
In the anus.
In the anus. I might have to take a shower to get this off. That's gonna be sick. It's gonna be like I had an abortion. There's gonna be black stuff all over the shower floor.
It's gonna be like I had an abortion. There's gonna be black stuff all over the shower floor. As an abortion.
Yeah.
As it happens in an abortion.
Uh-huh. You don't feel a bit of fear being... That's like 3 feet of your female friends have done blackface. That shows that you're like the best. Probably. That's a good measure of how great of a friend you are.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Wait, you, Christina, who else?
Gabby, right?
Gabby is black.
But didn't she do like blackface on top of that?
That's crazy. That's black exception.
Yeah.
That's not Hold even. On. Does it count? Tomorrow.
Yo. Yow! Alright, if we get a fourth girl to do blackface, we have an album cover. Just take all the pictures and make a square out of them. Yeah, I'm not taking this off until the stream is over, okay? Well, what other girls do we know that would do blackface?
Your dad. Sorry. Got a little confused.
Cause that would make, like, put one in each corner. I have an IQ of 114. Is that good or bad? That's above average. That's, I think that's... Isn't 115 one of the... I have to look at the graph of distribution, but it's not linear. It's like... Ah, my freaking penis! But every 15 is a standard deviation. Like, above or below 100.
Yeah, me and Sophia are in the 120s.
Yeah. But 115
The Watch Us in the Blood video sucks. Do you agree with me?
Yeah. I mean, the first part of it is, like, straight up disturbing. The rest of it is just yeah. kind of crap.
It looks like a bad... It looks like a Jay-Z video, and I hate Jay-Z videos. It looks like black people in college... Like a black person in college made it.
Yeah.
It looks like postmodernism. Have you seen Jay-Z videos? It sucks balls. Like the most recent ones.
No.
I'm not oh, it's Jay-Z artistic.
Head. Isn't the only good one like the,
I'm not either, but I watched like a...
OJ?
What?
The freaking... What was that song?
The Story of OJ.
Yeah, yeah.
We have 444. That album has good songs, but the videos for it, except for the Story of OJ, they all have weird, like, clipped together stuff and, like, artistic. It's crap.
A girl in my psych class was a brain lady. She got a score of 145 on the IQ test. Proof IQ test don't work. What IQ test does she take? Official one or random internet one? Cause you gotta take the Mensa one. That's the only one I trust. Okay, yeah, 115 and above is 13.6%. Roughly, yeah, roughly 15% of the population has an IQ above 115. My psych teacher gave us the test, we all took it. I don't know what to tell you, but I trust the system.
And I also don't know why Travis Scott is in that song. I don't like Travis Scott in that song. And I don't think Dr. Dre mixes it well, which apparently is a crazy thing to say, because Dr. Dre is like the best mixer of all time. But it sounds
poorly mixed. What did Dr. Dre even do?
He made some really good beats like 20 years ago, and that's about it.
Mm.
But like Travis Scott is 10 billion times louder. And the pan things, they sound so empty.
Yeah, I didn't really like the song. Hope it's there's better stuff on the album.
I wish it was heavier. It's not. I don't think Dr. Dre mixes well that sort of music. I expected it to be heavier. So. I think it's Dr. Dre's fault. Sincerely.
It was just a random one that's probably inaccurate. Yeah, try to find the Mensa one if you can. I remember being able to get it one time.
Yeah.
That organization is actually based on having to make it accurate. Because if you get a high enough score, they have to let you in. Ha ha ha. So.
Ha 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 ha.
Okay, We need to find all the genes related to IQ. Haven't they found some already? IQ is such a complex thing. I don't think it's possible to, have an impact exclusively on that. Seems beyond our capabilities.
In Norwegian? Yeah, because you're a stupid country. When are you gonna stop thinking, like, your country's cool? Your country sucks. Nobody speaks its language, even. That's how much you suck as a country. Speak English.
I don't know why they haven't canceled Mexican face masks yet, though.
Yeah, isn't that literal blackface every time you do it?
Yeah, all of them are, like, straight up black. Like, charcoal. Like, why don't they put, like... Like, I'm cool with it, but it seems like something the people who wear them would be have a problem with.
Yeah.
Can't you get Google to translate the page or something?
Yeah, but they're usually timed. I don't think it's doable.
No, I mean like the not. Put every line in Google Translate. I mean, have the... Whatever. There are no, like... Everyone in Brazil is, like, mixed race. So they're all, like, light-skinned.
Yeah, it's, like, 20% black.
All, like, caramel color.
I think it's the same number of white and mixed, and then it's a tiny proportion of black.
Yeah.
Like 40, 40, 20 or something. Coronavirus? What are these? What is that? I don't even remember that anymore.
There were some, like, musical IQ tests I took. I don't know how accurate it is. But I got, like, 108 on my brain loop. The only thing I'm, like, pretty good at is, like, rhythm. Like, I'm better than 70% of people at that.
Yeah.
But I'm abysmal at, like, melody discrimination.
There's a... Ah, man. There's something really wrong with young women. Is it drugs? Are they on drugs?
Who?
Young women.
Oh.
Something wrong with their eyes.
They got them nice Billie Eilish eyes. They got them nice drugged out, sexed up. Type of eyes. I'm the opposite. I'm better than, like, 90% of people in melodic discrimination. Yeah, I don't know how... I'm really bad at figuring that out.
What, musical discrimination?
A melody discrimination. It plays, like, a melody at, like, three different octaves. And you have to tell which one is not the same melody as the other two.
Knuckles.
You should probably take that test for fun.
Bank.
It was really weird because when internet? I started making music, I did not even know how drums worked.
Okay.
Turn on stickers? No. No, why would I turn on stickers? That's gay. I'm gonna turn them off specifically because people spam them.
Yes. Okay. Payment of my yes. Okay. Is there more residents are dark skinned or is there more light skinned? They're generally light skinned. The mixed ones. Are you brown, black, or white? I'm white. Brazil has different standards of white and black, right? I don't think it does. I think it's normal.
Man, being black is so much fun. Wish I could be like this all the time. I haven't gotten a fortune in like a really long time, like a year or two.
Or do drugs, please. Yeah, I haven't gotten a fortune.
If you go on fortune, you got bad mental health, man.
It's a very gross guaranteed generalization, and it's a very true generalization.
Yeah. Still going 4chan, you're probably feeling bad more often than you have to be. Oh dang, taking the medicine test, $6, you have to take IRL, dang bro. Nah, I found one online. Maybe look it up, like, I don't know if there's another reputable one online. Cause there's gotta be.
Yes. What is this thing, man? Like, I am
gay.
Total crackhead.
I like totally am addicted to crack.
I don't think you would say it like that if you weren't. But that's just me though. What you mean invalid? I didn't make you saying I made that up. What you mean invalid? Oh, it's 37, sorry. What do you mean? That's so racist. Oh, okay. When things don't work my way, I call them racist. That's what I do. Don't you do that too?
I'm so racist.
I'm sorry, is this the haha?
What's the D slur? What? Oh!
Donkey Kong! I'm sorry!
It's, Ike.
Oh, okay. That's for Leslie. I'm a slur, though.
Donkey R? What'd you say, even?
Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong, oh, yeah.
Next thing I knew, I was pregnant.
Yo, about to cop this Supreme though. Yo, gonna cop.
Let me check Tyler the Creator's Twitter.
He just be retweeting BLM stuff now. It's really annoying. I haven't followed him in the longest, but when I checked it recently, it was annoying.
Ban on Trophy Hunt. Okay, so he's a woman now.
Yep.
That's really crazy. As soon as you turn, you know, a certain age, you lose all your testosterone.
It's 29. Yep. Basically 30. He's never gonna make good music again. I'm not holding out hope.
He's not gonna do that. Unless Kanye fixes him.
I don't know. Unless he like produces, but even that, the production on Igor was so trash.
It sucked. He forgot how to do it. It's only if
And it's the most annoying to see people like, oh, like this is his best album. He finally like matured into this like musical genius. What a fart, dude. It's so bad. I listened to that album once in its entirety when it came out. Never again.
What? What do you mean? Yeah, he's gonna have to get freaking help by Kanye if he's gonna get anywhere.
Yeah, that's the only one. Like, if he collaborated on something with Kanye, is the only. Like, someone else has to be. Like, someone else at his level or cooler has to show him the ropes again.
It's not even about liking. I bet the people who say, oh yeah, Iger's like the greatest album of all time, they probably don't even listen.
Iger's the best album of all time. Yeah, it's probably not even the album they probably don't even listen.
Yeah, they probably did not even listen. They well, don't
it's the best musically. Like, according to music theory, it's the best. I mean, I listen to this other one the most, but that one's like... No, the people, whatever one you listen to the most is the best one.
The indie homos who said, like, oh yeah, Iger is so great, they stopped listening to it. They are not listening to it still.
Mm-hmm.
They're not still listening. I know for a fact they're not still listening to it.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Generally? Like, I don't know.
And some of the songs on there make me burst out laughing at how like homosexual they are.
Yeah, yeah.
I just start laughing. I'm like, oh my gosh, this can't be real.
Suck on your penis.
yeah, I'm gonna suck on your penis and fart. Like, okay. I'm gonna suck on your penis and fart. That sounds like a real bar, though. Yeah, the one that got the most 300 million plays, Earthquake. But the next two songs, Best Interest, which was like a Lucy. It's like one of the most played songs, which is weird. But yeah, like See You Again in Boredom. So Flower Boy, yep.
They do not listen to it anymore. They probably listened to Flower Boy for a long time. Some of them may be still listening to it. Mm-hmm. No one is still listening to Igor.
Yeah, I believe that people like Flower Boy, even though I didn't.
Yeah,
but...
I believe that. They did not listen. Igor is for like gay music critics. And retards on Twitter. I know nobody like even paid attention to it. Oh, he matured the most.
I'm gonna kill you. Yeah, becoming gay is becoming mature. I forgot I'm black. I just checked OBS. I forgot I'm black right now.
Happens. I bet Gabby has those moments.
Yeah.
She's walking around.
You look in the mirror and you're like, holy
window,
crap,
like,
I'm black.
Oh.
I forgot.
Yeah. Oh, never mind.
Whatever.
What was I gonna say? It's for critics. It's for like rap genius, gay Iggers.
Yeah.
For them to
but
say, yeah,
it doesn't
yeah,
make sense
because
none of the singing is good and none of the rapping is good.
Yeah.
Like it'd be better if he didn't want to rap. He shouldn't have done it at all. Cause there is not a single good verse on that album. Not one. I wanna call you a fart. I wanna call you a fart. Play penis. I don't suck you in penis. It all sounds like that to me.
I'm gonna suck your penis apart. I'm gonna suck your penis apart. Yo, this is so deep. You matured a lot. Mature to what? He's not even talking about anything.
The yeah, it's all album,
I don't think he says anything interesting.
It's all. I wouldn't care if it was a love album and there was no rapping, as long as it was poignant and like well defined. But it's super low res, and it could be about anything. Could be about literally anything. Which is the worst, because I want to hear about his life, not like disembodied type of lyrics. Why would I want that? Why? Igabon.
Call.
I wanna fart. I wanna call you a fart. I wanna pull your pants down and penis.
What's wrong with you? Blue pants down and penis. I wanna pull your pants down and penis. I wish he had that in the album.
Yeah! That would have been funny at least. Jeez. Do you need penis? Do you need penis? Do you need fart? Do you need to
What do you need? Fart? Do you need penis?
I could wrap this up and fart on your head instead. What is your wish? Penis?
What is your wish? Penis? One eyebrow up, penis?
Oh,
I'm so loud. Let me turn myself down. Fart. There we go. Yeah, I bet no one said that album is so great. Yeah, he's finally doing what he wanted to do and made...
What? Because you make my butt quake. Oh, you make my butt fart. My anal lips be sucking on a pudding pop and I be farting. Ow. Yow.
Like a yokel who just got friggin' buckshot to the head and survived.
Cause you make my butt fart. You make my butt fart. Round and round my anal prolapsing. Ow.
What is it? Round and around my anus prolapsing. Ow. That's pretty sensible, though.
Yeah.
It would hurt if you were riding around.
It's making my penis break. Don't fart in the toilet. Don't fart in the toilet. Ow!
Riding around on my horse while I'm sucking out a hemorrhoid.
Riding around on my horse because I'm sucking out a hemorrhoid. Don't fart on my horse. Don't fart on my horse.
Did you get your ball squeezed while you're singing? Oh,
horse!
Chubbigger hot dog.
Cause you make my chubbigger hot dog. Oh, you make my hepatitis C inflamed. Riding my horse.
You make my hepatitis. You.
Yo, that's crazy.
Fart box extravaganza.
Cause you make my fart butt. Oh, you make my butt fart. That's pretty good.
Most
fart,
mature
dude.
Album to date. He's not doing anything silly.
Yeah, those are the lyrics. Those are real lyrics from the songs. I know you guys probably don't listen to Igor because you're not hip-hop heads like me and Victor, but those are the real lyrics, and people are saying that's mature. And they're probably right, actually. New magic fart.
It's the kind of thing that it's so it's so unintrusive that everybody thinks it's really good, but it's a trick because you forget about it. It's like, oh, it's very pleasing. It's elevator music.
Yeah.
Rap and urban Grammy category is a politically correct way to say the N-word. He's right, but if they competed normally, rap things wouldn't win. That's what black people don't understand, that they're a different nation, and they just haven't officialized it yet because they don't have the brains for it.
Yep.
Let me see, like, Igor, I forgot everything except New Magic One and Puppet. Because Puppet was so insulting, it made me want to kill myself.
Yeah.
I forgot everything except I remember the Boy's a Gun, chorus melody.
What is
Earthquake, it? I remember, and I remember it.
What is
it? Boy's a Gun, down, down. That's only the only, it's like 2 seconds of the song, I remember.
I don't remember.
I remember the intro out of Running Out of Time.
I remember what Earthquake sounds like. I remember what the beginning of I Think sounds like. Full. Skate. And then,
I remember very little. I don't remember any of the lyrics.
Yeah, me neither.
I wanna fart in butt. I wanna penis to suck.
That's really... Oh my gosh.
After I start my vehicle driving the city because we keep farting.
Because we live a fart apart.
A fart apart.
Go in your driveway and put it in fart.
Go in your driveway and fart. And do the fart. Then back to my fart and we pack up our farts.
That's what I want.
And we fart. Chase the sun. God, that's all I want. Other than air, oxygen, financial freedom.
Other than air, gas. Methane.
It's so gay. All I want other than air, oxygen, and financial freedom. This is such a freaking. This is so bad, man. This is so bad that I care about lyrics generally. I'm looking for lyric stuff. Sophia does not care about lyrics. Mm-hmm. She's still irate about how much this sucks.
I don't care. Yeah, I don't care.
It's so bad.
I will put up with slightly gay lyrics if it's a really good instrumental. But the instrumental and lyrics both blow and suck on this album, so...
The puppet instrument is like, like...
Well, also, guess good. What'd you get on it, exactly? What do you need? Do you need fart? Do you need fart? Do you need a fart? Do you need a fart? I can wrap this up in fart.
The beginning of puppet is literally...
You can fart. Number one. One of my lists. Yeah, I'm fart. Where's Rudolph? You're fart. I do not have farts. I'm starting to fart.
Boom, boom.
Is this my fart or yours? Then it's a diving butter in bark. Number one is rich. And they want to back up my bike. So I'm going to ride through the market or something. Got it. Not an ant. I'm going to find it. Yeah. I'm going to get going. I want you to walk back. I don't move. I'm going to 112 serene.
What do you need? Do you need bread? Can I suck on your penis? Good. Can I suck on your penis? Can I suck on your butthole?
Do you need a penis? Do you need a penis? Do you need a penis?
You got some penis? You got a penis?
Penis?
What do you need? Do you got a penis? You got a penis?
One of my penis.
Can you suck on my butthole?
Where's penis? Your penis? Man, now I want to record a singing in penis over the instrumental. Because I know it exists. And I already did this before, but I want to do it again.
The hook to Puppet is still something that makes me...
Puppet! You can draw me. It's not even
I am
song.
The freaking... The guy with the... I showed you the video of the guy with the an Appeal to Heaven flag leaning back and screaming.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel. Because I'm thinking, I'm special. That's what I'm feeling like.
Mm-hmm.
And the hook comes on. It's like, duh, I'm your puppet. You control me. Ah, no!
My penis goes inward.
How could you do that? This is the I feel when I think about the ending of Adventure Time. You're raping me. This is the freaking penis cage.
What's
you're
good
me
and
in.
New Magic Wand are the same song, from what I can remember. I'm right, right?
I don't even remember. To my lights on.
A lot of the songs, like the production is like lo-fi. It's like muffled and dusty in the wrong way. It's not distorted. Yeah. It's like quiet and like it's the worst. Man, if Boyfriend were on, it'd be the worst album of all time if Boyfriend were on it.
Good point.
It is on the physical version, as though, photo, so technically, but that is
that very nice. That's so bad. That's
not, that does not sound good. I really veggies need to stop farting. It's really messing up my
mouth. He's really farting in my mouth.
He's really farting in my... I think I farted in the car. Like, I just killed my kids with my fart.
Dude,
they're dead.
You know who that sounds like? It's that guy Chills who goes like, "You never want lettuce in your tea." Like that. Sounds like that guy singing.
Never
want
lettuce in your
tea. What's wrong with this dude?
I saw a photo, you look joyous. My eyes are green, I eat my veggies. I need to stop farting. It's really effing up my butt.
It's really stinking up my feet.
Fart feet. It's really stinking up my feet. My farts are really freaking smelly. Like farts, like smelly, freaking farts, new farts.
You tried to suck my freaking toes. I'm sweating.
Oh, he's trying. What did he say? He's trying to suck on my toes.
Yes.
I saw a photo. You look gorgeous. My farts are green, I eat very smelly.
She's trying to suck
on my toes.
I know how parochial this is because nobody cares about Tyler Creator at all except
yeah,
us.
Yeah, No one's laughing except us right now.
Yeah, we used to listen to a lot of Tyler Creator.
Oh, yeah. All the time. I listened to that Cherry Bomb for like a whole year. Every day. My brothers and my brother is Millie. I freaking farted in the car. The kids are really sick of it. They hated on my farts.
Tyler, but all the immature stuff. Oh, you mean all the stuff that was his identity are gone now?
Oh, awesome. Now I can listen to Beyonce as a gay black man.
It's nothing about the music. Whatever they say about it being mature or well-produced is fake. The whole point of this is people, critics, especially critics, the base of critics, wanted him to be broken. They wanted calm Ye. They wanted calm Tyler. And they got it. They won. That's why they love it. 10 out of 10. 9 out of 10. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's so mature. It's so much better.
Like,
yeah,
Spotify plays on Cherry Bomb are the same as the other albums. People didn't hate it.
People did not hate it.
But the critics were like, this is his worst. This is a 3 out of 10. This is his worst album. This is so gross.
That was why the critics loved it so much. It's because they won. That was the freaking JRPG fanfare of their victory against creativity and freaking aesthetics and music. Mm-hmm. They loved it because, yes, I got exactly what I wanted. I won.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that it is. It's not about the music. Not about the music. They got Kanye. They finally made themselves Kanye because Tyler is not Ye. He does not have the balls. Maybe one day he will get them back, but he does not have them right now.
I know sucks. The temperature said you finally flew out the burglary.
He's not saying stuff he's not supposed to anymore. He's not cursing. And he's not saying anything racist or being funny. Not doing any of that anymore. You dropped everything.
Man. Makes me fart. Critics can suck a friggin' fat penis. They deserve it.
Kanye.
No nothing. No nothing, man.
They got Kanye. Out of Tyler. They didn't get it out of Kanye. They got it out of Tyler.
Yeah.
They broke him. Oh, man. He went from I'm Special. That's the album where he was most really himself.
Mm-hmm.
Everything he always wanted to do. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
There were songs without any rapping in that album.
Yeah.
Great. Great. Best. His best album. Probably one of the best albums ever.
I can't think of a better album.
And everybody hated it. I really like
Jesus by Kanye, but that's about it.
Everybody, not everybody. People panned it.
The Power of the Beat by Death Grips.
What he does right now, every song, there's a little bit of singing, a lot of features from cool people, and like rapping, but it's, you know, it's not rapping about stuff about his life. It's not alone. It's not anything interesting or his actual thoughts. It's very vague and terrible songwriting.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing crossing any lines. And then it's a 10 out of 10. Right. Right. He matured. Yeah, he did everything he wanted. Not Cherry Bomb, in which there were like there were songs without any rapping. He mixed it whatever way he wanted.
Mm-hmm. He friggin' went to Hans Zimmer to record a string section for Two Seater.
Yeah. And no, that wasn't him. That wasn't him at his own church, right?
This well, he admits it in making interviews.
Crappy lo-fi.
And he admits that he got terrified because of critics, which sucks so bad, man. I want to kill critics. Because this is like, their fault.
Imagine if us, when the stuff hit the fan around 2018, we apologized and shut the channel down. That's
it. Feels like this that.
Because we got a little bit of anxiety in the beginning. Like, oh man, this is a little bit... The response is really negative to this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that's fake. It's all an illusion, man. You gotta have like the creative balls to say, I don't care. Continue. And he didn't. He like critics panned it. And that was enough to scare him. To stop doing that. Yeah, go back to making like not even he does not go back.
I can't like
he changes his style.
I would say it's the best album ever because there's not a single song on it I don't like. Like every other album, there's like one song that I'm like, ah, I don't really like this.
The only song I don't really like as much as the others is Run, but even then, even that one I listen every time. I never skip it.
I think it's mostly because it's shorter, but I really like that one because it's so racist. It's amazing.
Yeah, yes, sir.
It's so hilarious. And exactly, like, the album is all over the place. I messaged Victor about this a few days ago, but it goes from, like, rock song, sort of, to Buffalo and Pilot, which is, like, friggin' literally flying a plane into a building, then racism, then, like, soulful Roy Ayer song, then friggin' Cherry Bomb, which is, like, suicide.
That's what he actually, obviously, that is what he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
That was always visibly, if you listen to his previous albums, that's where he was heading. It made creative sense.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, instead of like doubling down, it went back down. Like, oh, that's weird. He was making like stuff obviously meant for pop consumption. It was way more thin. It was like, oh, okay. This was for getting getting his songs in the radio. Okay, whatever. And then it keeps going, and he keeps, like, he internalized it. That's the truth.
Yeah, we thought after Flower Boy he would go, you know, go back. Because he, you know, did the thing. He got on the radio,
like,
and
you
and
got what you wanted. It. You just like, did exactly. You got what you wanted. But that's the thing. It's never enough. It's never enough.
Yeah, once you start appeasement and start making things, like, with the main goal of other people liking them, not yourself liking them specifically, it's never gonna, like, once you start going on that path, truly, it's really hard to go back.
Like, Any Cherry Bomb, there were times where, like, the rap was straight up whatever he thought, no explanation.
Which is, like, my favorite type of, like, rap stuff, my favorite verses and stuff is always, I don't know, just random personal life stuff.
Yeah.
Rather than, like, you know.
Whatever he wanted.
And all the throwaways he did in between, Flower Boy and Igor were all, like, braggadocious stuff, which I'm fine with, but never my favorite.
Yeah.
And then it's even worse on Igor, because it's, like, it's extremely vague. Like, if you're gonna do, I'm fine with braggadocious rap stuff when it's, like, specific, and it's not changing the rhyme every four bars, because you can't think of another word that rhymes. Like, Smuckers is amazing.
Yeah.
And crazy.
Not rhyming, that's like a thing you can make work. You know? But he didn't. Sucks balls. Sucks balls. He was saying in the Cherry Bomb time.
Wait, are you? Is it? No, this person's gotta be trolling.
Yeah, in the Cherry Bomb like times, he was saying, I don't think necessarily you have to have raps.
I love promoting hate. I freaking love racism. It's the best thing ever.
You don't have to have raps in the songs. They can just be songs, and that showed there were songs where.
Yeah, Okaga, California has like one verse in it.
Yeah, but the rap part was rap, was just whatever he wanted to say, and then like. It wasn't that people wanted rap or people just wanted the he didn't give either. It wasn't like moving away from something else. It was moving away from himself. From what he did. Just doing whatever he wanted to do.
Yeah, which is really apparent in the fact that it goes along with a persona. And not a like good one in the way that Wolf's stuff was done. Like,
yeah, that's
Wolf and
coping.
Before.
That's coping. It's an identity issue. That's coping. I'm so sure about that. Like, if you're gonna make a thing that is detached from your identity, you have to deal with it some way.
Mm-hmm. But the difference is in the other one, it was multiple personalities and there was still him.
Yeah.
Back in, like, Wolf and Goblin stuff.
They were all manifestations of him.
Mm-hmm.
But this stuff is, like... This doesn't sound like... He's not even saying anything he would say. It's like he's writing stuff for somebody else to say, and then he's saying him... Saying it himself throughout the whole entire album, and there's raps. Like, who are you gonna get to rap these things? And a bunch of like cool guy features, cool guyoid. That's why they love it. That's why they loved it. They loved it because they won. There was no more brashness, no more rebellion, no more doing whatever you want to do.
And it paid off.
It was. Just whatever they wanted him to do. Not a point no more. No point.
Yeah, it always all the features feel like needless. Like, that's a good rule of collaborations. It shouldn't be that way unless it has to be. But all the ones on Cherry Bomb felt like it had to be that way.
It very racist person, a very prejudiced person in every single way possible. If you think Cherry Bomb was bad and Igor was good, shoot yourself in the head.
You are officially a homosexual, and you're not part of the cool kids anymore.
You're retarded. That's so much... Cherry Bomb is so much
better.
It is
really not good to promote this kind of content. Why not? What? Racism isn't cool? Dude, racism's for everyone. Everyone should have an equal opportunity to be racist because it's so much fun and truly empowering.
No, I gotta mature. I can't just be saying the F word and talking about raping people in every song. That's like, that's not meant to be there. Dude, Kanye West never surrendered like that creatively. Rigorously, he always made songs about whatever he wanted to do, no matter how ridiculous or retarded it may have seemed.
I thought about killing you.
Like, say whatever you want to say. You can't be saying that. You're going to be talking about that in a record? Yes. Because a record is just you making music.
Mm-hmm.
It's not serious. It's a musical always taking yourself more seriously.
Yeah.
Like, you're not you. Like, Kanye made Yeezus. People got on his case and he made Yeezus. Don't take it seriously.
Yeezus is freaking amazing.
That's all damn can do say. Wah! I'm a bad man if you know it. Disrespect, we don't take. No way, owes it. That song is crazy, that Jamaican guy's verse. I'm in it.
Sight.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff.
F whatever y'all been here. F whatever y'all been wearing.
Yeezus just rose again. That stuff is so good. What is that? Oh yeah, send it up. That freaking verse is so good, man. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, it's so disgusting. And it like, I think there was a literal interview where Tyler was saying like the stuff I used to make songs about. You can't put that on a record. It doesn't belong on a record. That's like for jokes or whatever. And Kanye just straight up wrote a song about getting a boner. Louboutin on the toes again. Tight dress, that's it close to him. Yeezus just rose again. Man, that's so funny. That's funny. There's no problem with funny in music. Well, you gotta separate the two. He got worried about, like, that he's so detached from reality that he thought, like, do people know me more for my tweets than my beats? That's the thing in Flower Boy, I think.
The goal here is having fun and laughing.
Why does that matter?
Because what else? What else would it be?
What does it matter? You just made Cherry Bomb. If there's anybody following you, like if people care about that, you're just gonna lose them. Oh. What's the problem with that? At least, even though Earl's brain is fried by weed, he was comfortable with losing like 75% of his audience.
Yeah.
He didn't care. He made I Don't Like S, I Don't Go Outside.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't care. And Kanye didn't care. Kanye rigorously does not care. Slavery was a choice. Every time, Trump Dragon Energy. Every time, man.
Man, and new slaves.
That's everything. Yeah. Oh, nobody's gonna like Kanye anymore. Next year, he drops an album. People are listening to it. People are talking about it. It's a lie. But he yellowed out. Tyler yellowed out, and that's so depressing. He used to be so freaking good, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one of a kind good. You don't get two of those in a decade. And he lost it because he was scared to not please critics. Really, really. I'm special? Who the F are you? Where's that? There's none of that anymore. You don't get that energy. It doesn't exist anymore. I cannot put anything negative in my songs or else people are gonna be turned off. Good. Go to hell.
Didn't kids love Goblin? And that was like... It's so like, how I say, chunky or like crusty, and all of it is crusty and it's great.
Yeah, extremely.
Like the anybody instrument, everything, the microphone quality is straight up like laptop.
Microphone quality, it's all, technically it's very bad, but it's great.
Yeah. And kids loved it. Oh, my freaking anus got raped.
Memories don't live like people do.
Oh.
Shut up. That's so annoying, man. So annoying.
I mean, Kanye has a crazy discography.
Yeah, all over the place. And he never, like, got worried. Is this too weird or different? Are people not gonna like it?
He made 808s and Heartbreak.
Yeah.
In 2008. And it ended up defining everything now. In terms of, like, hip-hop rap stuff.
Yeah.
I actually don't... Let me check out MBDTF. I don't think I actually like it. I like, a couple songs off it. Yeah, I like, yeah, I used to like Devil in a New Dress a lot, and Devil in a New Dress, Hell of a Life, and, I forget which one it is. Is it Lost in the World? Yeah, Lost in the World. I like three songs off My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Boom, bah, boom, boom. Those drums are crazy. You see his leaders and his followers, but I'd rather be a than a swallower.
Oh, camera destroyed?
Man. I throw these Maybach keys. In that verse, he says, y'all throwing contracts at me. Y'all know that scam read.
Yeah, it's so freaking amazing. Black people doing racism is cannot be topped.
Based and red pill. Meanwhile, the DEA teamed up with the CCA. They try. This is like, obviously we're not in the same political page as that song, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. That's how crazy it is.
Mhm.
Because as long as it's in the right place creatively, it doesn't matter. That matters so much more to be right in the right place creatively.
What you want? Bentley fur coat, a diamond chain. All you blacks want all the same things. All the same things.
Used to only be Iggas. Not everybody thing.
Spending everything on Alexander Wang. You slaves.
You slaves. Which is a good point. That is a smart point. Rich Igga racism. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Your bomb was so good. Why couldn't you keep making them?
I honestly think Yeezus is Kanye's best album. What do you think?
I probably I'll think about it. But it's like probably top three.
Yeah.
I really like Yeezus King.
Yeah, me too. I mean, if I'm finna be talking spiritually, yeah, that's the best one. But if I'm gonna be, like, musically, and I don't care about swearing, whatever, then it would be Yeezus.
Let me see. I'll see the albums.
I wish the songs on Yeezus King I had better, like, instrumentals. I like On God, Follow God, Every Hour, Water. I think those are the best ones, my favorite on that
I think
album.
In like amount that I've listened to it, The Life of Pablo was probably the one I listened to the most.
Yeah, Yeezus is the one I listen to the most, so I have to go with that.
Yeah, I'd probably go with the one I listen to the most as a collection of songs, probably The Life of Pablo. But I think Yeezus is King has some of the best songs Kanye's ever made. I think Selah and On God. No. Selah and God Is.
Mm.
And Hands On.
I really did not Selah, like God Selah. Is and Hands On.
Hands-on is... God isn't hands-on, man.
Although the chorus on Sela is pretty good.
If you woke to wake up, would Judas kiss and make up? Even with the bitter cup, forgave my brothers and drank up. But, yeah, hands-on is... Hands-on and God is... Oh, and Kenny G solo on Use This Gospel. I really like that. And it's clips, which is great.
Yeah.
Clips, man. We like a lot of things that are dead.
Yeah. We'll be listening to Clips 2020. Iggs, put your hands up.
And, like us.
We'll really be sleeping on that. Heard Tyler talking about Nerd. The only context I knew Pharrellin was Happy. I think that's the case for most people. Like, most people our age, they were born too young to see Pharrell when he was actually good. And he was really
people
good.
People think, like, Kanye's...
Greatest producer.
If you see, like, people talking about Kanye's songs, they put a lot of depth into it. And Kanye evidently does not.
Yeah. That's the cringiest.
Like, oh, he's talking about... Shut up. if you begin the sentence like that, he's talking.
I'm sure
about,
as guys on Genius trying to justify New Slaves, or whatever.
What do you mean he's talking about this? He says it in the verse. Shut up.
The instrumental on Water is really cool.
Kanye is making some very uncomfortable facts about being black in America plain as day. What are you talking about? What did you listen to? Shut up.
Did not listen to the same thing.
Okay,
Evan.
So you listen to F you and your Hampton house. I'll F your Hampton spouse. Came on her Hampton blouse and in her Hampton mouth. And you thought, yeah, this is deep.
Yeah, he's just saying,
How about
like,
you shut up and never
capitalism
speak again?
Sucks.
Yeah, right.
You want to wrap it up soon?
I'm feeling good right now. I can keep going.
30 minutes?
Yeah, 30 minutes probably. Yeah, I can do that.
All right. I disconnect again. I'm going to fart. I'm going to, like, fart. I'm straight up going to fart. Out of my pee hole. My penis? Dude, that is such a good picture of me right there. That's hot.
Guy named Soulful Nihilist. Yeah, tell me what you think about this.
What? What's his name?
Shut up. Soulful Nihilist.
Every time I open Spotify, OBS disconnects.
He gives me AIDS.
I guess I have AIDS.
Yeah, but I listen to Life of Pablo, like,
I'm gonna fart.
I don't like,
hard.
I listen to I Don't Like S, I Don't Go Outside probably 3 times a day for a few, for a couple months. And I also listen to it a lot outside of those couple months. And
okay.
If you divide.